Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadi Aleph. We left off on Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. We're at Amar of Yehuda Kishatim Tzalomar. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Eloy Nishmas, Rachel Hindel Brindel, Billy Kasavsky, Bat Alexander Ziskind, Allah Shalom, whose yard site is was yesterday, so today we're sponsoring the shir by her husband, Leon Kasavsky. Her children, Sam and Maxine Kasavsky, Michael and Ziva Kasavsky, and Judy Cooperman, Natan, and David Natan, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and we thank the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to discuss the differences between Gagos, Chatzeros, Karpifos. We have the different Shitos of Tanaim in the Mishnah as to whether you're allowed to carry from a Gag to a Chatzer, from Gagos to each other, Chatzeros to Karpifos. So we're going to elaborate on those Shitos in Tanaim, and then the Gemara is going to discuss what if each chatzer has its own eruv independently of the other chatzeros. So we're going to have a machlokas. What would Rabbi Shimon say in such a case? Rabbi Shimon, who allows you to carry from one chatzer to the other, would he allow you to carry from one chatzer to the other, even in a situation where each chatzer has their own independent eruv chatzeros? That's going to be a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara is going to bring several rayas as far as who is correct in that machlokas. We have three rayas today as far as who is correct in that machlokas. That's pretty much what Amud Beis is about. So let's begin. We are holding again at the bottom of Tzadi Amud Beis, Amr of Yehuda Kishatim Tzolomar. So the three lines from the end of the page, the last words on the line. Amr of Yehuda Kishatim Tzolomar. When you're careful to analyze that which the Tanaim say in the Mishnah on Peites Amud Aleph, and you really assess what their shita is, you'll turn out with the following conclusion. L'divrei Rabbi Meir, Gagin Rishus Liatzman. According to Rav Meir, all roofs in the city are one Rishus, in one independent Rishus, and you're allowed to take, you're allowed to carry something from Reuven's Gag to Shimon's Gag, and from one Gag to another. Chatzeros Rishus Liatzman. All Chatzeros are considered their own Rishus, and you could take from one Chatzer that belongs to a Yachid to another Chatzer that belongs to a Yachid, or from one Chatzer Shal Rabim to another Chatzer Shal Rabim, even if there's no Eruv that joins the Chatzer together, and Karpefos Rishus Liatzman, and every Karpef is its own separate Rishus, and therefore, all the Karpefos together are their own separate Rishus, and therefore you're allowed to take from one Karpef to another, even if they belong to different people. That's Rabbi Meir's Shita, the Divrei Chachamim, and the Chacham would say, Gagin v'Chatzeros Rishus Achas, that Gagin and Chatzeros are one joint Rishus, and therefore you're allowed to carry from a Chatzer to a Chatzer, from a Gag to a Chatzer, and even from a Gag of one person to a chatzar of a rabbim, but you're just not allowed to carry from a gag of one person to a gag of another person. The karpefos rishus achasein, and karpefos are considered to be a rishus, a separate rishus, where you're allowed to carry from a karpef to a karpef, but not from a gag or a chatzar to a karpef. So according to the Chum, gagin and chatzeros are a joint unit that you're allowed to carry from one to the other, but karpefos are a different story. Karpefos are their own separate rishus. Then you're therefore not allowed to carry from a gag or a chatzer to a karpef. Rashi points out that even if they belong to one person, and it's not the same as carrying from a gag to a chatzer, which the chacham allowed, because the gag and chatzer have the same basic type of usage, but a chatzer and a karpef are not tashmishim shaveh, they don't have similar types of usage, and therefore a karpef is considered to be separate from a gag and a chatzer. Rashi also points out that Rav Yehuda is medayik from the Mishnah, that according to the Chacham, there's a distinction between Rishuyos, because the Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Shimon, Gagos, Chatzeros, and Karpifos are all Rishus Achas, which makes it sound like the Rabbanan disagree with that statement, that Gagos, Chatzeros, and Karpifos are not all Rishus Achas, that there's some sort of chilik between them. And the Raya is from the Braisa that we're going to have on Amud Beis, where we're going to say that Gag, and a Chatzer, and a Naksadra, and a Marpeset are all one Rishus, but it does not say Karpef and Mavoy are all one Rishus together with all the rest. So you see from there that Karpef is not one Rishus together with a Gag and a Chatzer. So that's the Shita of the Chachamim, that a Karpef is considered independent. That's how Rashi understands our Sugya. The Tos Rid disagrees with Rashi, and he says that no, according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to carry from a Chatzer to a Karpef if they both belong to the same person. The only extent to which we say that the Rishuyos Chalukos is only to carry from a chatzar shel adam echad to a karpiv shel adam acher, if they belong to two different people. But if I own both the chatzar and the karpiv, even the chachamim, says the Tosfos read against Rashi, even the chachamim would allow me to carry from my own gag to my, or my own chatzar to my own karpiv. And that's what the Ritva writes as well, because the Ritva, or the Ritva at least implies that way, because the Ritva writes that the reason that the chum do not allow being metaltel from a gag or a chatzar to a karpiv is because there's a shinrei tashmish and a shinrei bailim. You have a double shinrei. It's a different usage plus a shinrei bailim, which makes it obvious that if it were a gag and a karpiv of a, or a chatzar and a karpiv that didn't have a shinrei bailim, that was the same person and it was only a shinrei tashmish, that would not be enough of a reason to aser from one to the other. So that's the sheet of the Ritva and the Tosos Rid. The Gaon Yaakov explains that it's mistaver to say like the Ritva, because all the entire gzeira of Eruvi Chatzeros was because of Shinoi Bailim. The Chum don't allow you to carry from Rishus of one person to Rishus of another person, so that you don't come to me Mitaltal from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. But if they both belong to one person and they're both the Rishus HaYachid, it's not mistaver that that would have ever followed from the Yisr Daraisa, meaning all these gzeiros midrabanan have to relate some way back to the Yisr Daraisa. This would have no resemblance whatsoever to the Yisr Daraisa, says the Gaon Yaakov. So anyway, that's the sheet of the Chum. Then says the Gemara, the Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Kulon Rishus Achasein. According to Rabbi Shimon, they're all one big Rishus. Gagos, Chatzeros, Karpifos. So we have three different Shitos. Rabbi Meir, who says, Gagos 1, Karpifos 2, Chatzeros 3, right? They each unit is an independent Rishus. The Chum, that Gagos and Chatzeros are one big Rishus. Karpifos are independent of that. And then Rabbi Shimon, that they're all joined together. They're all one big Rishus, and you're allowed to carry from one to the other. So says the Gemara, let's bring a raya to the shita of Rav that we had in a couple of days ago, I will bring another raya to the shita of Rav Yehuda over here. Tanya kavase de Rav, Tanya kavase de Rav Yehuda. Two brises, one that supports Rav. Which what did Rav say a couple of days ago? So back on Daf Pei Tesam Aleph, Rav held that the Chum do not allow you to carry when you have roofs that are even with each other. They're not of variant heights, they're of the same height as each other. You're not allowed to carry from one to the other, and not only that, you're not allowed to carry more than four amos within the roof. And the reason is because Rav holds that we don't say good achis mechitzta by mechitzos she'en nikaros, and even though there are walls inside that divide the houses from each other, you don't see those walls from the top of the roof. It's an attached house, so the top of the roof just looks like a flat top of the roof. So we don't apply good achis, and if we don't apply good achis, it's nifrat b'milu al makom asula. Your entire roof is totally wide open to the neighbor's roof, which is a makom asula, and therefore you're not allowed to carry more than four amos within your own roof. That was Rav's shita. We're going to see a brisa that supports that. And Tanya Kavasid Rav Yehuda. We're also going to have a brisa that supports Rav Yehuda's shita, who says that Rabbi Shimon holds that Gagos, Chatzeros, and Karpefos are all one big Rishus. That was the way Rav Yehuda interpreted the shita's Rabbi Shimon, as we just said. So Tanya Kavasid Rav, we have a brisa that supports Rav. Kol Gagos, Yer Rishus Achasein. All Gagos of the city are one Rishus. Vasalalus, Lord, Min Agag, Luchatzer, Min Achatzer, Lagagin. Hey, now let's take anything from a Chatzer to a Gag, or a Gag to a Chatzer, because there's a 10 tefach differential between them. We have to be close. That if we allow that, you're going to also carry from a tel in a Rosh Hashanah. If you have a 10 tefach high mound in a Rosh Hashanah, you're going to come to carry from that also, and that's going to be a violation of Otzor Achnas Daraisa. V'kelim sheshavtzu b'chatzer mutal tatlan b'chatzer. Any kelim that started Shabbos already out in the chatzer, you're allowed to carry them within the chatzer, even if there's no Erev Chatzeros there. If mutal tatel begagin. If a kli started Shabbos on a roof, so then you can carry it throughout the roof. As long as they're not more than 10 tefachim of a difference in elevation from one roof to the other. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. But all of the roofs are, each roof is a Rishus Liatzmo, and therefore you're not allowed to carry from one roof to the other. And Ve'in Metaltlim Bo Ella Ba'arba. Oh, and the shita of the Chum is, and this is the key line. This is the Tanya Kavaseh to Rav. Again, Rav said way back in Daf Pei Tes that if you assume like the Chum that you're not allowed to carry from one roof to the other, you're not even allowed to carry more than four amos within your own roof, because it's nifrat b'milu al makom asula. So here's the Braisa that says it explicitly, that the Chum say, since each roof is its own Rishos, ein metaltim ba ela arba. You're only allowed to carry up until four amos within your own roof. Explicitly like the Shita of Rav. In fact, it's so explicit like the Shita of Rav that the Malova Ravim in the back of the Gemara says, how in the world is Shmuel going to explain this Braisa? You know, it's one thing if we had a Braisa that was Mefurash against Rav, we'd be able to say Rav Tanahu Upalig. We never say Shmuel Tanahu Upalig, even though Rav and Shmuel were the same generation. Shmuel never argues on Braisa. So what are we going to do with this Braisa according to Shmuel? So the Malova Ravim says, Shmuel must say that the Braisa is talking about that there are diurim on the Gagos, that there are people that actually live on the rooftops, and it turns out that the mechitzos between them are mechitzos and justice, they ragle adam. People are always trampling all over those mechitzos. See, even though in principle we would say those mechitzos were meaningful, according to Shmuel, to at least allow you to carry fully within your own roof, but not if people are walking all over those mechitzos all the time. That Shmuel would be motivated that you're not going to say good asuk mechitza, and therefore your gag is nifratz bimilu al makom asula. That's the ukimta Shmuel is going to make in this brisa, that it must be that there's diurin al gabi the gag, and it's not just a one-time thing that you want to be able to use the roof, but there's consistent diurin al gabi the gag. So that was the brisa that supported the shita of Rav from a couple of days ago. Now back to our inyan, Tanya Kavaseid Rav Yehuda. We have a brisa that supports Rav Yehuda. Again, which point of Rav Yehuda? That Rav Yehuda says that Rav Yehuda the Amora learns that Rabbi Shimon holds that all gagos, chatzeros, karpifos are all one rishus. So we want to find in this Braisa that Rabbi Shimon holds that Gadlus, Chateres, Karpifos are all one Rishus. So Tani Gavas said Rabbi Yudam Rabbi Kishin, the maiden Torah, it's Rabbi Shimon, Bitakoa. When we were learning Torah by Rabbi Shimon in a place called Takoa, you knew Malin, Shemin, Valuntus, Migagli, Gagli, Migagli, Chatsu, Michatsu, Chatsu, Michatsu, Karpif, Mikarpif, Karpif, Acher. We would go through all these Rishus, Migag, to Chatsu, to Karpif, and all these different places, bringing a towel and bringing some oil, bring whatever you need to go to the bathhouse. Achi, you know, Magin, Etzalamayan, Shay, you know, Robsonbo, until we got to the Mayan where we would bathe, and apparently they would bring these items throughout all of these different Rishuyos. So you see in the Brice, exactly like Rabbi Yehuda understood Rabbi Shimon, that you're allowed to carry from a gag to a chatzar to a karpev according to Rabbi Shimon, because they are all a single unified Rishus according to Rabbi Shimon. Wait a second, this was Shabbos, right? So this was Shabbos. Why in the world are they bathing on Shabbos? So Rabbi Yehonasan writes, Chamei Tveria, that this must have been the Chamei Tveria, the naturally hot springs of Tveria, that one is allowed to bathe in the naturally hot springs of Tveria. The Medina de Gemara, a person, for example, is allowed to take a cold bath on Shabbos. There's no Isser Medina de Gemara of taking a freezing cold bath without heating up any water or without using any previously heated water. Medina de Gemara, certainly din d'oraisa, you're not allowed to heat up water on Shabbos, right? To take a bath, that's bishul d'oraisa. That for sure is Isser. There's also gzeira, you're not even allowed to take a bath in water that was heated prior to Shabbos. A gzeiras habalanim, we're afraid that the bathhouse attendants are going to tell you that the water was heated before Shabbos and they're really going to heat it on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to do that. But in Medina de Gemara, there's nothing wrong with taking a perfectly cold shower or bath on Shabbos Yontif. However, the Trumas Deshen writes that we have a minhag that we don't do that either. But the Gemara is working, Medina de Gemara, that you're allowed to take a cold shower and you're also allowed to take a bath in the Chamei Tveria, naturally hot springs. There's a shaili, even that minhag that the Trumas Deshen has, that we don't take a cold bath, does that apply to a shower as well? If you turn on a very cold shower and you only turn on the cold, is there a minhag not to do that either? Rav Maisha has a tshuva where he thinks a shower is different than a bath. He thought that the minhag of the Trumas Deshen does not apply to a shower. He said, I'd be very cautious. Rav Maisha writes in the tshuva, he says, I'd be very cautious about doing that because most people are not used to taking a shower that way at all. And if you were to allow that, there's no doubt that people are going to start turning on the hot water just a bit. Just a bit turning on the hot water on Shabbos is bishul d'oraisa, because the way the hot water tanks work, you're definitely going to be heating up some water. So even just a bit, you can't do. You think of the water that comes out. You're not thinking of the water that's going into the hot water tank that's now getting heated up. So that's where Moshe doesn't recommend it. But b'shas hachak, it's important to know that. So anyway, so they were going to take a bath by the Chamei Tveria, and here you see explicit in the Braisa, like Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Shimon. Another interesting point that comes out though. Tosfos writes in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Zayin and Beis that it must be that only one of Rabbi Shimon's Talmidim actually went with him to the Mayan to help him bathe, because after all the Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim and Daf Nun Aleph that a Talmud is not allowed to bathe together with his Rebbe, but Vim Rabbo Tzarech Lo it's Mutter. So Mestama Rabbi Shimon wouldn't allow all of his Talmidim to come in, but he probably needed some help. So probably one of the Talmidim came in. That's the comment that Tosfos makes. There's an interesting tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Dalet Siman Samach Beis, where he talks about the isser of going into a Beis HaMerchatz with the Rebbe, and he suggests that there are really two isurim. There's an isser on the Talmud Mishum Kvod Rabbo, that he shouldn't do that which is pogeya in the kavod of his Rebbe. So by being there in the bathhouse, there's that. And then there's an isser on the Rav that he has to make sure that he maintains the dignity of being the Rav, that you have to have a muscle muteles on the Talmidim so that they'll be able to learn that the Torah is niknas ve'ema beretas biyira bezia, that a person should have a sense of trembling. But if things are too casual, that the Talmud is able to see the Rebbe that way, so that's the Rebbe's responsibility. Forget about the cover of the Rebbe; it's his responsibility as a bal masara to make sure that he maintains that dignity. So as far as the din of kavod a Rav, so Rav shemachal kavodo kavodo machu. As far as the other din, it's not so pashut that it's nitan the mechila, that you're allowed to be mochel that kavod. So that's apparently the chiddush of over here, that we have such a heter that when the rav is tzarech lo, that even that iser is suspended. Had it been about mechila al kavod, so then all the talmidim would have been allowed to come as long as the rav is mochel on the kavod. But since the rav has his own din that he has to maintain the dignity of being a rav, he can only allow one talmid in, because that's all we allow for that halacha when it's rav, when the rebbe needs him. And based on that, Minchas Yitzchak says you can understand the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Hay writes that a Talmud should not go with his Rebbe into the Beis HaMerchatz, and he doesn't give any heter; he just writes it as an iser. In Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, the Rambam writes that a Talmud should not go with the Rebbe to the Beis HaMerchatz, but over there in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah says if the Rebbe is tzarech lo, then it's going to be mutter. So I asked the Kesel Mishnah, why doesn't the Rambam mention the heter in Hilchos Talmud Torah that if the Rebbe is tzarech lo? So Kesel Mishnah says, oh, must be the Rambam is being somech on the fact that he already wrote in Hilchos Talmud Torah that a Rav shemachal kvodo kvodo machul. So says the Minchas Yitzchak beautifully. He says, why does the Rambam say this halacha twice? Because there are tzvei dinim over here. There's a din on the Talmud, that's in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and that's where you say a Rav shemachal kvodo kvodo machul, and that's why the Rambam could be somech on that which he wrote, a Rav shemachal. And then there's a din on the Rebbe. That's the halacha that's being reported in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. That has nothing to do with the Rav Shemachal Kavod Kavod Machal. It's not about the kavod of Rav. It's not about his own personal kavod. It's about the kavod of the Mesorah. It's about the maintaining the dignity of being a Rav. So that's where the Rambam has to say, in addition to the normal halacha, Rav Shemachal Kavodo, there's another heter called that the Rav is Tzarech Lo. That's where the Rambam Dafka points out that if the Rav is Tzarech Lo, then it's Mutter. Back in the Gemara, Amrav Yehuda, Maisa B'Shach. There was another story that happened when there was a Shasa Sakana where the government made gezeros against observing Torah mitzvos. Also, we brought the Sefer Torah through all these different Roshuyos in order to read from it. So again, you see like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, the Gagos, Chatzeros, Karpefos, they're all Roshosachas, you'll have to carry from one to the other. Some were low, they said, oh, wait a second, ain't Shasa Sakana Raya. You can't necessarily bring a Raya from what they did at a Shasa Sakana. That ain't a Chinami, that may have been Mut. Because it was a shasa sakana. The girsa in the Tosefta is that Amar Rebbe Maisa Bishas Sakana, and the Yor Sameach says that Rebbe himself said that you can't bring a raya from that Maisa, because Bishas HaGzeira, they were somech on the Yachid, even when there are rabbim that are cholik on the Yachid. Meaning, it could be there were somech on the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that Gag Chatzar Kapre for Rosh Hashachas, even though the Chum disagree with that, and we wouldn't necessarily normally paskin like Rabbi Shimon. In Chalkas Yaakov, in the Tshuva, in the Chalkas Yaakov, he writes that what does Rebbe hold originally? That he what was Rebbe thinking in bringing a raya from Shasa Sakana? So he says based on what Tosfos writes in the beginning of Masechet Sukkah. Tosfos writes in the beginning of Masechet Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that whenever the Rabbanan tell you how to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, if you don't do the mitzvah d'oraisa in the way that the Rabbanan told you to do it, meaning if the Rabbanan make a gzera that even though you're making mitzvah d'oraisa this way, but we're going to make a gzera that you can't do it that way, you have to add in an extra precaution. When you do it the way that would have been good midaraisa, but doesn't satisfy the Rabbanan's restriction, you're not even yotzei on a daraisa level. For example, the case of Masechah Sukkah is that really, strictly speaking, if you're sitting besukasu v'shulchanu b'salchabayis and your shulchan is in your house, you yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. But the Rabbanan goes there, shemi yimashei chachar shulchanu. You might end up where your table is, and therefore, if you imkein asisa, if you do that way, if you actually sit in the sukkah with the shulchan b'salchabayis, even though on a daraisa level it should have been fine, once the Rabbanan makes such a gzeira, you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all, even on a daraisa level. So that's what Rebbe's saying, that it must not be an isra midrabbanan even to carry from a gag to a chatzar, because if it would have been a usser, how could the Rabbanan violate that in order to accommodate kriyas haTorah? Because it would have been you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah at all. Whenever the Rabbanan tell you not to do a mitzvah in a certain way, so if you do it in that way, you're not even mekayim the mitzvah at all. So the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah wouldn't be a mitzvah at all. So they said, no, ain't shasa sakana raya. Since it's a shasa sakana and it's a mitzvah derabim that people need kriyas haTorah, maybe it was never included in the isra derabanan. That ain't a chinami. The Rabbanan do generally ask for carrying from the gagos to the chazeros to the karpefos, but maybe that's only when it's not b'makom mitzvah derabim. But maybe when it is b'makom mitzvah derabim, maybe they have a special exception for that. For a makom mitzvah derabim. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Now Rabbi Shimon Omer Echol Gagin. So we said according to Rabbi Shimon, Gagin, Chatzeros, Karpefos, they're all one big rishos for the kelim sheshavsu l'tochan, but not for the kelim sheshavsu b'socha bayis. Meaning, if when Shabbos started, you had kelim that were in your house, that even if you're allowed to carry it out into your chatzar, let's say you have an area of chatzeros, you're not then allowed to carry it from the chatzar to other areas, other chatzeros and gagos and karpefos. Right? If it started in your house, if the kli started Shabbos in the chatzer, that's where Rabbi Shimon said that gag and chatzer is karpefos, you can carry from one to the other. So I'm a rav halacha Rabbi Shimon v'hu shelo irva. We pass like Rabbi Shimon, but that's only if you didn't make your own erev chatzeros, which guarantees that whatever kelim started Shabbos in your house will remain in your house. Because if there's no erev chatzeros, you're not allowed to take it out of your house into the chatzer in the first place. So there's no risk in following shitas Rabbi Shimon if you didn't make an erev in your chatzer, because whatever kelim started in your house will remain in your house. Whatever kelim started Shabbos in the chatzer, good, those could be carried to other chatzeros and gagos and karpefos. Aval yirvu, but if you made an eruv within your chatzer, lo, then we cannot rely on Rabbi Shimon de Gazrinan. We have to be concerned if you made an eruv within your chatzer, that a kli that started in your house, you'll bring out to the chatzer, because you have an eruv, you're allowed to do that. And once it's out in the chatzer, you can say, oh, I'm allowed to carry from one chatzer to the next chatzer, to the gagos or the karpefos, and that you're not allowed to do. Ushmul amar ben yirvu ben lo. Shmuel says, no, it doesn't matter whether you made an Erev or not. It's perfectly permissible to do like Rabbi Shimon. You're allowed to carry from Chatzeros to each other. You just got to be careful, obviously. You can't take those Kalim that started Shabbos in your house and have subsequently been brought out into your Chatzer. Those Kalim can't be brought to other Gagos, Chatzeros, and Karpefos. But the Kalim that started Shabbos in the Chatzer can be. There's no such Gezeira, says Shmuel. V'cheinam Rabbi Yochanan, mi lachshach, Bein Irvu, Bein Shalo Irvu. Rabbi Yochanan says, who whispered in your ear to be mechalek within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon to say that you're not allowed to be metaltel in a situation where there's no Erev in the chatzer, but he's matted to be metaltel gagos chatzeros or karpifos. So Bein Irvu, Bein Shalo Irvu. So it's whether they made an Erev, whether they didn't make an Erev. Meaning that there should be, meaning like Shmuel, there should be no chiluk, whether there's an Erev or not an Erev. According to Rabbi Shimon, you could do whatever you want. Mi lechshach, who whispered in your ear? That's the way the Rashbam, quoted by Tosfos and Dibra Maskelmi over here, understands that that phrase. Rashi says, just take out the girsa. The mi lechshach doesn't. Mi lechshach is like who influenced you and caused you to do this. You know that doesn't really have any place over here. It doesn't seem like this is something that someone had negative influence on someone else. So Rashi takes away the gears of mi lechshach, that the phrase doesn't make sense over here. But Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, says that what Rabbi Yochanan means to say is mi lechshach means Who let you know, mi hishmiyacha, that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, whether irvu or lo irvu? But it's unclear what he means by that. Meaning, is he looking for where the tradition comes from? Or is he looking for a svara? What's he looking for exactly? Tosos doesn't elaborate. In Tosos HaRash, he says what he means to say is that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Shmuel. He's saying like Rav. Meaning, mi lechshach, who would tell you not to make a distinction between irvu and lo irvu? Really, we should pass on like Rav, that there is a distinction between irvu and lo irvu. Then Tosos has a fascinating creative suggestion that milachshach is really one word. It's milachshach, and it's a title for Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan was from a lachash. Rabbi Yochanan had come from a lachash. What does it mean? Rabbi Yochanan came from a lachash. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Yuman, Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, tells us that Rabbi Yochanan's mother, when she was pregnant with him, smelled some food on Yom Kippur and had a terrible craving to eat on Yom Kippur, and they were lochish ba'azna. They whispered in her ear, "Today's Yom Kippur. Can you get past this? Can you get over it?" And it worked. The lachash worked, and she didn't eat on Yom Kippur. So he was born as Rabbi Yochanan, this person of great kedusha and this person who accomplished so much, partially because his mother didn't eat on Yom Kippur when she was pregnant with him. So Rabbi Yochanan milachshach, Rabbi Yochanan, the one who comes from the lachash. It's a little bit funny that in all places in Shas we just call him Rabbi Yochanan, and in this place we call him Rabbi Yochanan, who comes from the Lachash, so it's hard to imagine that that's what it means. But okay, different shitas what it means. So anyway, so Maskar Rav Chista Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Chista challenges Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say that even kelim, that even when you have an eruv in your chatzer, you don't have to worry that you're going to take kelim from your bias out to the chatzer and then from that chatzer to gagos chatzeros and karpefos acheros. You don't have to worry about that. So they ask, what do you mean? Yomu shnei kelim b'chatzer acha zemut v'zeh aser. It's going to look crazy. It's going to look terrible. You're going to have two kelim out in the same chatzer, right next to each other, identical kelim, and you say, oh, this one I'm allowed to carry to the neighbor's chatzer, and this one has to stay put. Why? Because this one started Shabbos in the chatzer, and the other one started Shabbos in the bayis. But people don't realize that people aren't going to be able to make sense of that. So says Gemara, yeah, Rabbi Shimon l'tamei, this is Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso, delo gazar, where he's not gozer in such similar situations. That's nonsense. After all, we have a Mishnah that we had back on Daf Mem Hayim and Beis, about three people that each one has a tchum of only dalet amos. How does that even happen, that three people have a tchum Shabbos only dalet amos? Don't you automatically get alpayim amma? So if you recall, the case was that they were sleeping during Bein HaShemashos, and while they were traveling, they were on the road, and they fell asleep during Bein HaShemashos, and therefore they were not kona shvisa of alpayim amma from where they are, but the chum give them dalet amos. That's what they get. So you have three people that each have their own dalet amos, and the two on the two ends were eight amos apart from each other, whereas there was a guy right in between them. So the middle guy is allowed to be metaltal with each of the chitzonim within the two joint amos that he has with each of them, and they're mutter to be metaltal with him. But the two extreme guys whose dalet amos do not overlap are not allowed to carry from one to the other. So I'm a Rabbi Shimon, the ma'ad, Rabbi Shimon said, you know what this is like? This is like l'shol chatzeros apsucha zulazu. It's like having three chatzeros that open up into each other, upsuchas rosh hasharabim, and each one also opens up into the rosh hasharabim. And the two outer ones made an Erev together with the middle one, but the two outer ones did not make an Erev with each other. So he muteris imahen, the middle chatzer is mutter to be metaltal with the outer chatzeros, vehin muteris imah, and they with the middle chatzer. But shtei chitzonos asur zum zu, but the two outer ones are not allowed to be metaltal with each other. Wait, why don't we make a gzeir over here, that if I'm allowed to take something from chatzer number two to chatzer number three, from chatzer number two to chatzer number one, but chatzer number one to chatzer number three are not allowed to take from each other, shouldn't I be gozer if something's going to go from chatzah number one to chatzah number two? Oh, once it's in chatzah number two, I'm allowed to take things from chatzah number two to chatzah number three. So it's going to be a problem. People are going to take it the next step. So you see, Rabbi Shimon wasn't gozer in such things. He didn't think that was a problem. And therefore, who had din over here? V'lo gozer del masi lafuki mani dal chatzah la chatzah. And weren't gozer that you might take something from one chatzah to the other chatzah. So hachanami lo gozer del masi lafuki mani debatam la chatzah. So over here also, Rabbi Shimon is not concerned that Kalim are going to start Shabbos in your house, and then because you have an Erev, you'll bring it out to the Chatzer, and then because Chatzer is Gagos Karpefos, they're all running the shows, so you'll let them bring that same item out to other people's Gagos Chatzeros and Karpefos. So that's the way Shmuel understood. understood, and the way Rabbi Yochanan understood against the Shita of Rav, that we don't make any such gezeira. So now the Gemara tries to bring rayas. Who's correct? So we're going to bring three rayas today. Number one, Masav Rav Sheshes. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagas Vechatz, meaning who's correct in this machlokas between Rav versus Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? On the other side, does Rabbi Shimon even allow carrying from Gagas to Chazeros to Karpifos when the Chazeros have their own Eruv? So Masav Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagas Vechatz, Echad Karpifos, Rosh Hashanah, saying they're all one. Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Shimon says, the Kelim Shafsu B'tochim, Lo Kelim Shafsu B'tochim Bayis. But only for Kalim that started Shabbos in the Chatzar, not for Kalim that started Shabbos in the Bayis. Well, Iyam Bishlam di Irvu, if the case is where they already made an Erev, I understand Rabbi Shimon's Shita that he's talking about where the people who live in the Chatzar made their own Erev among themselves, and that's following the Shita of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Haimu de Mishkach Seimani de Batum Chatzar. That's how you could end up with Kalim of the house in the Chatzar, meaning with Kalim that started Shabbos in the house in the Chatzar. Iyam Eli Iyam But if the whole assumption is that they didn't make an Erev, how do you even have a case where there are Kalim that started Shabbos in the house that are out in the Chatzar? Meaning, when Rabbi Shimon formulated his Shita, he said you're allowed to carry from Gagas, Chatzeres, Karpifos, but only those Kalim that started Shabbos in the Chatzar, not the Kalim that started Shabbos in the house. Well, obviously, if the Kalim that started Shabbos in the house, you didn't have an Eruv, they would never get to the Chatzar in the first place to even have the discussion. So obviously, Rabbi Shimon is assuming you have an Eruv, and that's why the Kalim that started Shabbos in the house made it to the Chatzar, and that's when he's telling you, and make sure they don't make it any further than the Chatzar. But you see, that's exactly like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, that even when there's an Eruv in the Chatzar, you're still allowed to carry Kalim from the Chatzar to other Chatzeros, and to Gargos and Karpefos. So says Mar, who most of even though Rav Sheshes brought this as a challenge to the Shita of Rav, he could just as easily answer it. But Kumto Vesudra, I'll tell you how Kalim got from the house to the Chatzar without violating any halacha and without an Eruv Chatzeros. They wore it. It was a jacket, it was a turban, it was something. So the person wore it from his house out into the Chatzar, not a violation of carrying anything. So that's what we're saying, that you're not allowed to take those Kalim into other Chatzeros. You can wear them, but you're not allowed to take that you're not allowed to carry those Kalim into other Chatzeros. The Rashba raises the question that since you're able to take Kalim that were in the Bayis out into the Chatzar, Biderach Malbush, even if you don't have an Eruv, so Min Hadin, when a person goes out wearing clothing to a Chatzar, he should not be allowed to carry it to a Chatzar Acheres, even the Kalim that were Shovis in the Chatzar. Why? Because what might happen? He might take off the clothing that he wore out into the Chatzar and be metaltal that as well. Meaning, if we're going to assume like Rav that when you have an Eruv, then it's going to be a big problem, because if you take Kalim from the Bayis out into the Chatzar, now who knows, you might take those same Kalim out into other Chatzeros. Well, even if you don't have an Eruv, I should still have that same problem. As long as there's a way to get something from my Bayis to the Chatzar without violating Shabbos, I should have that same concern that I will then take it from the Chatzar to the Chatzeros. So ask the Rashba, once I know that there's this heter of wearing things, shouldn't that be a problem? That I should be concerned that I'm going to wear it out into the Chatzar, then I'm going to take it off and I'm going to carry it into other Chatzeros? So the Rashba says, we're not concerned that people are going to take off their clothing. If you're wearing your clothing, so we don't think you're going to take it off and then carry it into another Chatzar. That's the Milsa L'Shchicha, Milsa L'Shchicha L'Gazu B'Rabbanan. Says Gemara Raya number two, Tashema, Anshi Chatzar Anshi Marpeset. People whose homes open up into the ground floor, the Chatzar, and then people's homes open up into a Marpeset, which you need a ladder to climb from the Chatzar to the Marpeset. Sheshachav lo irvu, and they didn't make an Erev with each other. So the Marpeset, the people that live by the Marpeset are in their own world, and the people in the Chatzar are in their own world. Kol shegva asara tvachim is the Marpeset. Anything that's standing in the Chatzar that's elevated more than 10 tvachim off the ground, that is for the usage of the Bnei Marpeset, and Pachas Mikan the Chatzar. Anything that's within 10 tefachim of the ground, the usage of that is for the Bnei Chatzar. Bamed, Varam Amurim, when do we say this din, that we view the Chatzar and the Marpeset as two separate Rishuyos, and you're not allowed to carry from one to the other, Shayu Elu Shal Rabim Ve'elu Shal Rabim, where there were multiple people that live in each area. Multiple homes open up into the Chatzar, multiple homes open up into the Marpeset, Ve'ervu Elu La'atzman Ve'elu La'atzman, And they each independently made their own Eruv. They just didn't join all together the Chatzar and the Marpeset in an Eruv. So then the people in the Chatzar are allowed to bring their objects out from their homes into the Chatzar. The people who live in the by the Marpeset are allowed to bring objects from their home into the Marpeset. Or it could be just talking about that there was only one bayis in the chatzar, one bayis in the marpeset, she'in tzrich l'arav, where you don't even need to make an erev because it's already only one bayis. So it's already only one rishus, so everyone's already allowed to take, the b'nei chatzar, the guy who lives in the chatzar is already allowed to take his kelim out to the chatzar, the guy who lives in the marpeset is already allowed to take his kelim out to the marpeset. So that's where the chum do not allow you to carry from the chatzar to the marpeset without an erev, even the kelim that started Shabbos already in the chatzar or in the marpeset, because mikra adin really there's no issur to be metalta from one to the other because the chatzar and marpeset are really one rishus. But since there are kelim of there are kelim that started Shabbos in the bayis and those kelim might make their way out to the chatzar, so that's where we're going to be concerned. Aval hayu shel rabin, but if the chatzar belonged to many people, v'shachu v'lo irvu, and they did not make an eruv even among themselves, so now nothing that started Shabbos in the house is going to make it out into the chutzner anyway. So gag b'chutzner v'aksadr v'pesach kulum rishazachasein. Then you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Ooh, so you see that according to Rabbi Shimon, that gag's chutzners and kapevus or rishazachas, it's mistaver that even this price is assuming like Rabbi Shimon, right? So taima de lo irvu ha irvu lo, and it sounds like the only reason that the price allows you to carry from the chutzner to the marpeset is because there was no eruv. But if they made an eruv within the chutzner, then it would be a problem. Why? Because kelim that started Shabbos in my house may end up in the chatzar, and once they end up in the chatzar, they may end up being brought other places. Hamani rabbanani. So says Gemara, no, it's not a raya necessarily. It could be that this price is not following Rabbi Shimon; it's following the sheet of the rabbanan that gagos and chatzeros are rishos achas, and you're allowed to carry from one to the other. And within the sheet of the rabbanan, that karpefos are separate, but gagos and chatzeros are one rishos. Maybe Shmuel would be moda that if you made an eruv, that all bets are off. That now you're not allowed to even treat the gagos and chatzeros as one rishos. And dekanami de lo katani karpe from avoy. And the raya that this price is going like the sheet of the rabbanan and not like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who holds gagos, chatzeros, karpefos, that they're all one rishos, is because it didn't mention karpe. If it didn't mention mavoy, so shema mina must be this price is only going within the sheet of the rabbanan. Remember, the whole machlokes Rav and Shmuel was within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So this is only going to be a raya if Rabbi Shimon is the author of this price. Within the sheet of the rabbanan, there was no machlokas. Says Raya number 3, Tashma. Chamish chaseros b'suchs l'zu b'suchs l'mavoy. 5 chaseros are open to each other and open up to the mavoy. V'shachu kulam v'lo irvu, and they didn't make a joint eruv between them. Also l'hachnas l'hotzi mechatz l'mavoy min ha'mavoy l'chatzar. You're not allowed to bring things in and out from the chatzar to the mavoy or from the mavoy to the chatzar. V'kelim sheshafzu b'chatzar mutl tatl m'chatzar. And whatever kelim started Shabbos in the chatzar, you can carry in the chatzar. Uba mavoy aser. But in the mavoy, you're not allowed to carry. That's the chacham shita. We're not so interested in the chacham shita. We're interested in Rabbi Shimon's shita, right? Because that's what the machlokes Rav Shmuel is within Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon matir, and Rabbi Shimon allowed you to be metaltel even from the chatzar to the mavoi. Why? Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer calls man change the rabbi v'shach v'lo yirvu gag v'chatzar v'chsadrum v'pesis v'karpi v'mavoi kulan rishos achasein. That whenever you don't have independent eruvin in the individual chatzeros, everything's a rishos achas. The gagos, the chatzeros, the karpefos, they're all a rishos achas, and therefore you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Ooh, but it said in that price of time. It said the reason you're allowed to carry from one to the other is because there was no Eruv within each Chatzer. Ha'irvu lo. But it sounds like had there been an Eruv in the Chatzer where a Kli from my house could have made its way out to the Chatzer on Shabbos, then it's going to be a problem because you're not allowed to take Kelim from your house to other Chatzeros. So if you can make it out into the Chatzer, it might make it its way into other Chatzeros as well. So says Gemara, my lo Irvu Chatzeros ba'de adadi. No. When we say lo irvu, it doesn't mean that you didn't make an eruv within each chatzer. It means that the chatzeros didn't join together. Ha chatzer abatim irvu, but the dayari abatim, the people who live in the homes within each chatzer, maybe did make an eruv. Iva lo irvu katani, but it says in the brisa that they forgot and they didn't make an eruv. It sounds like they didn't make an eruv at all. My lo irvu lo nishtatvu. Now lo irvu means they didn't make a shitufe mavuos where the chatzeros joined with each other. But maybe in a chinami, each chatzer made their own eruv. Viba yaseima. Or you could say, Rabbi Shimon l'dvarim d'rabbanan kamarlu, that really Rabbi Shimon would have no problem, even if they had an Eruv, and you're therefore allowed to carry from your bayis to the chatzer, he would have no problem carrying items that started Shabbos in the chatzer to other gagos chatzeres and karpifos. But Rabbi Shimon is trying to say, he's trying to find some middle ground. So he's saying, according to the Rabbanan, l'didi loshna yirv loshna lo yirv. I hold it doesn't make a difference whether you have an Eruv or you don't have an Eruv, it's going to be fine to carry from gagos chatzeres and karpifos. El didchu, but according to you, who are more machmir than me, but you shouldn't ask her in a case where they didn't make an Eruv, at least be moda that when they didn't make an Eruv within the Chatzah, that it's one big Rishos. And Amalei Rabbanan, the Rabbanan respond back, lo, it's not true. Well, even though we're moda that as far as a Gag and a Chatzah and a Chsadra and a Marpesas all being one Rishos, but we disagree about a Karpif and a Mavoi. We think a Karpif and a Mavoi are not all the same Rishos. Shtei Rishu Yosein, Meikra Din, you're not allowed to be Metaltal from a Karpif to a Mavoi. So Amar Mar, we said, but Mavoi Asu, we said that you're not allowed to carry in the Mavoi. Lema say Rabbi Zera, Amrav, Dam Rabbi Zera, Amrav, Mavoi Shlon Shtath, Mavoi Metaltal, Mavoi El Bar Bamos. This seems to be a riot. Rabbi Zera, Amrav, who holds that if you don't have a Shitufei Mavuos, you're not even allowed to carry four Amos within the Mavoi. So Ema Ula Mavoi Asu. No, we didn't mean to say Ba Mavoi Asu, that you're not allowed to carry in the Mavoi. What we meant to say is not allowed to carry to the Mavoi, from the Chatzar to the Mavoi, but carrying within the Mavoi would not have been a problem. So Hainu Reisha, but wait a second, we already said that in the Reisha of the Braisa, that it's also to be Machnas Amotzi from the Chatzar to the Mavoi. So in the Gemara Mishnah, you say Ritzrichle, we need to say it again, because Mao Detema Ki Pligu Rabbanu Leid Rabbi Shimon Hani Mili Hechad Yirvu. I might have thought that the Chum only disagree with Rabbi Shimon only in a case where each Chatzar made their own Eruv, because then there are clay batim that make their way out into the Chatzar. So that's where the Chum do not allow you to be metaltel from the Chatzar to the Mavoi. But I would think that maybe when there's no Eruv within each Chatzar, the Chacham will be Moda that you're allowed to carry to from the Chatzeros to the Mavuos. So Kamash Milan, that's why it has to tell me no. Mavuos and Karpefos, according to the Rabbanan, are off limits. Chatzeros, Gagos, yes. Mavuos, Karpefos, no. Unlike Rabbi Shimon, who holds Chatzeros, Gagos, and Karpefos are all one big Rishos and are mutted to carry from one to the other. Okay, Ben Shem, we'll pick up on the bottom line tomorrow.